Good evening, and for those of you that celebrate such things, a very Merry Christmas. Now, yes, you can probably see me on screen. I've decided to put myself on screen this week because I've gone a bit festive. But for those of you that don't celebrate this particular festival, then just a happy midwinter holiday season thingy. Anyway, welcome to a very special and rather impromptu, because we weren't going to be doing this, but we changed our minds, special Hutton Orbital Christmas show with us. And by us, I mean
Wilma Fingerdo.
And Norma Snookers.
Oh, and me. I'm here too.
We would say that we have a packed show for you today, with all the news from the galaxy. But to be fair, we've been at the eggnog and champagne since breakfast, and we've been paying absolutely no attention.
What we do have is whatever we can cobble together on the spot, followed by a series of sketches from the Hutton Christmas DJ box for you.
But first,
the headlines. The Emperor's New Clothes.
Lacon, board of the board, new ones aboard.
Have I missed the party?
Yes, now shush.
Reports have been coming in that our esteemed King Hanky has taken a step up in the world. No, that doesn't mean he's bought another fleet carrier to add to the six he already owns, or bought us a set of stepladders. King Hanky was trawling the archives for what we suspect was a restricted artistic calendar Princess Aisling Duval appeared in before her meteoric rise to power, when he stumbled on a little-known or used law regarding the position of Emperor. Who'd have thought having multiple kingdoms and more fleet carriers than you can waggle an overloaded slave cutter at would grant such an esteemed status? Yes, our very own King Hanky has plumped for the big one and proclaimed himself Emperor. Emperor of what is open to speculation at this point, but as you can imagine, this has caused somewhat of a stir within the Empire. Denton Petraeus has dismissed the move as a complete bucket of old beep. Although, in a surprising turn of events, Arissa Lavinia Duval, who is regarded as the Emperor, was overheard inquiring for an aide to find out if he's fit and single. Let's hope Emperor Hanky hasn't bitten off more than his six fleet carriers can hold here, or of course invested in some new clothes, and clarifies what exactly he is Emperor of before Denton Petraeus gets hold of him, or he ends up with more than he bargained for on the matrimonial front.
In the ongoing saga of man runs starship building business, man meets Type 9, man falls in love with Type 9, Type 9 rejects man sells all his possessions on the cheap to impress the Type 9, Type 9 takes out a court injunction, man kidnaps the board of directors, Type 9 sees Type 10 acting like a cheap hussy, man rubs hands with glee. You'd be forgiven for wondering what in Sajay was going on. But this sordid love story of one man's love for his space cow has been going on for months now, and it looks like Core Dynamics and the mustachioed Maestro Rochester might be on the verge of popping the big question. Having bought up all the shares he could lay his hands on, he's fired the board of Lacon and replace them all with a bunch of cronies and yes-men. As hostile takeovers go, this is up there with the invasion of WNL, or even Mitnahas. Can our beloved Lacon Spaceways do anything to stop the Rochester? Where does Buck stand in all of this? What would the new company be called? Core Spaceways? Lacon Dynamics? General Spaceships? It will take until 3307 for us to discover the outcome of all of this, but in the meantime, if you've bought one of those Lacon-branded paint jobs for your ship, you might very soon be sitting on a very, very rare thing. Of course, they could just bribe everyone into submission by finally releasing the Panther Clipper, but those kinds of wishes are up there with the Galactic Lottery winning numbers. It's the 2000th rollover week this week. And of course, hen's teeth and rocking horse droppings.
I suppose I'd better do a hot pit report. I mean, you dragged me from the Hutton office Christmas party to come and sit in the studio, and there's not even any eggnog.
You'll get a bat on the noggin if you don't behave.
But there were balloons, and I was about to pull a cracker.
Likely story.
Ow! Not that kind of cracker. Right, where was I? Hutton space. Oh, I'm seeing stars now. Kokiri's looking a bit better. Wolf 1481's just rubbish. Borrowed Star's in a right old mess. Help us, hurt them. That's about the size of it. As for Hanky's colon, it's a little stuffed. Not badly, though. Needs a little work as we're feeling a little low. And that's it for now. Can I put my party hat on now?
And finally, it's me. All I've got to say this week is a big thank you to all the groups out there who have sent lovely cards in. We've had a fantastic one in from Fatherhood. Canon have gone crazy on the glitter with theirs. Apparently they mince some tinfoil. And there's love and hugs all round, or fist bumps, or a distant but meaningful nod. We'll be back with my bit on another show, but for the time being, the only community news I've got is about the Fuel Rats. They are rapidly approaching 100,000 successful rescues, and a poster competition to mark the occasion is due to finish by the end of today. So if you have been sitting on what could be a winning entry, get it sent in as soon as possible. You could be in with a chance of winning a fantastic prize. Details of how to enter can be found at https://www.fuelratart.org/ratartcontest.html. And that's it from me this week.